The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
In studio by another Dublin legend, and not only are we joined by him, look what's behind him, Jenny.
I know. I actually can't get over
it's
that.
Samuel.
I got to hold it and the weight of it.
I know, it's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we took a few photos with it, and they were like, just hold it up a bit.
Hold it,
there.
You couldn't.
Like, all right,
could
I'm done. I'm definitely done.
Johnny Cooper's in the studio, everybody. Johnny, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
So, yeah, we're great, thanks. So you actually went to DCO, didn't you?
Yeah, studied for 6 years here, and now I'm working the last year here. So keeping the next recruits coming in, next students.
Was that because you had so many great nights out when you were in college, you thought, I need to get back there?
The social life, yeah. That's the biggest part of DCO, in fairness. Academics is only a small part, yeah. But yeah, social life's the big thing up here.
So 4 years here, what did you study?
Sports science.
And then you wanted to come back, and now what you did? You're a liaison's officer.
Yeah, I go to schools and things. So I'm student recruitment, so we go to schools around the country. There's four of us on our team, so we go to schools around the country and try to get students to come to DCU essentially, and give them the, I suppose, all the information about all the courses and things, so it's enjoyable.
Brilliant. I have to say, you have the nicest socks we've ever had from any guest.
Me, of course.
It's not being recorded, no.
They are... They're pretty fabulous. Not to mention the shoes. I like them.
They are teddy bears. They are teddy bears, actually.
Look at that. Look at that.
I can't believe you spotted that.
Listen.
Socks.
I've an eye for it. Do you know
how to see them, isn't it?
Now you do realise that all the other counties are now listening, going, how do we beat the Dubs next year?
Yeah.
I know we do. We need to just combat the teddy bears. How do we beat the teddy bears? Did you enjoy this season?
Yeah. Very memorable this season. We had a bit of a hiccup last year. So this season... went particularly well, and obviously we beat Kerry in the final, so that's one of the sweetest things you can probably do is beat Kerry in any game with a final and another in final.
What
so,
an awful day of weather that
shocking,
day.
Shocking, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah.
I got drenched.
I got drenched as well. It was freezing and soaking the whole lot, but it probably made, I suppose, it was quite unique. We never really had a rainy day in all Ireland the last couple of years, so it was probably quite
I heard a rumour you can choose to confirm, or you can choose to deny, or you can choose to say no comments.
Cool.
Did your gaffer a couple of days before flood the training pitch because he knew it was going to be minging out on the day of the match?
He's quite astute. Anyway, I won't tell you the real story, but he's quite astute, so he doesn't miss a trick.
Okay, so there you go, Jenny. See that? I reckon there's truth in that rumour.
Do you think
and
so,
I don't
yeah?
think Kerry were prepared for the downpour that actually happened. Well, I don't think anybody was, but they trained with wet footballs and wet pitches, allegedly.
No comment on that one.
Nothing, we'll say nothing. So tell us, how is kind of the next month or two looking for you guys? I know you were talking about there might be a little trip to Thailand somewhere along the way.
There's a little holiday, a little quiet holiday before we get back into the real jigs and the reels.
But a little R&R
before we kick back off. But we've had, in fairness, we had about 4 weeks, about 5 weeks off now, the whole lot of us, and then we'll have another 2 weeks, and then we'll go on holidays for a couple of days, and then we'll spin straight back into it off the back of the plane. So I'm looking forward to it, but be busy now. You spend enough time on the pitch and putting a lot of time that a bit of a break is no harm as well.
Yeah. Do you go away at the end of every year, the team together?
It depends how well you do, how much money they give you.
Sounds like a 6-year holiday, is it?
Yeah, basically there's 30 odd lads plus ones and the kids and the whole lot, so everyone's all in for the holiday. But we get a break probably every second year.
But if you win it, you can be guaranteed a break.
If you win it, yeah, like the lads have been to Cancun, playing all over the world pretty much. The lads who have done really well the last 5 years, probably been to 6 or 7 different countries throughout the world, so that's one of the perks, I suppose, goes with the commitment that it's also involved.
I saw on Twitter last week, I know Jason McAteer quite well, I saw on Twitter last week the picture of,
hope he's not listening,
Stephen Cluxton out on his stags, and what did he have on his t-shirt? I love McAteer.
I love McAteer. They had a little friendly argument, I believe, a few years ago, and
Cluxton may have not knocked him, gave him a right hand to the knocked him out or knocked him to the floor,
apparently,
may or may not.
So yeah, and so the boys, the groomsmen, the groomsmen bought him a couple of souvenirs for his little trip away. I won them, he had to wear that for the night, so the boys snapped him, and I believe it went viral at home.
But the
back
great
here.
Thing was that McAteer retweeted it and tweeted him back saying the best of luck at
the
time.
Yeah, water under the bridge, yeah. Well, you got a dig in the face, but water under the bridge, yeah, at this stage.
So I have to ask, when you're going around different schools and that as a liaison officer and kind of recruiting people, for want of a better word, to come to DCU, what's your kind of selling feature? Do you have any lines, like a chat-up line?
A chat-up line? These are 5 and 6 years.
there a line that you go, I'm going to throw this in, this will work?
You try to give them the whole package, like, because if you go through the whole academics, just one part of it, and then you have the social life, you have the clubs and societies.
The social life here seems incredible.
Yeah,
this is, neither of us went to college, so we're just trying to get a kind of a feeling of it.
I'll give you a sense, it's like 16,000 students all within. That's the other end of the campus, just right there. So it's all within quite a compact space. So you have, you know, over 60 odd courses here in DCU, and then all the social life and the clubs and societies. There's over 130 clubs and societies. I know you had some of the girls in here earlier on.
Were you in any of those when you were here?
I just play in the GA
club. You weren't
club.
In the Harry Potter one then, no?
No, the Harry Potter.
Or the Eurovision one, though. You didn't do that, no?
No, or the dance, or the poker, or the yoga. Or
what about the tea drinking? You didn't do the tea drinking?
I had a few cups of tea. I wasn't in the society, though. No, you had to join the society, the cup of tea.
But we were saying to the girls, it does seem like really good fun.
It is. It's so vibrant. The place, the last couple of years, we've joined with now with St. Pat's, I suppose, we've came together. So now we have two different campuses that I suppose people can get a flavour of. And it is the full package. Academics is obviously number one, but the full package is obviously the other stuff and the life experiences. And you come out the other end with, the bit of paper and the job, which is the most important thing.
People were always saying over the years, you know, school, best day of your lives. And I look back and I don't agree with that, but I'd say it's college.
College, definitely.
To be honest, like, school, you've kind of got freedom.
Yeah, and then when the lads from the country and the ladies from the country come up, they tend to get away from mammy and daddy, and the whole place gets a little bit wild.
A little bit wild.
Some occasions, yeah.
Where was your? Can you remember back when you were studying here? Where was your local? Where was the kind of the bar that you would have went out to?
The bar. There's one on campus, the new bar here, but the bar we would have went local. Probably would have stayed on campus and then straight into town. I can hardly remember.
So
close to town. But the bar in here is hopping, you know, every weeknight, and then they go home for the weekend. They come back on a Monday, so it's every couple of days.
So into Coppers then, probably after here, would have been. Possibly.
I've heard of people going.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
When did the Coppers and the Dublin connection start?
Yeah.
2011, I think. Brian Cullen, who was captain at the time, said famously, "I'd see you all in Coppers," in his most important speech of his life. He said that to millions of people. So I think Mr. Jackson is fairly happy with the return, the revenue. But a couple of years ago, it's always been Coppers. Even before 2011, it's always been the place where, in fairness to the guys, they go in, you get looked after from Carl Jackson's point of view. So they do look after us very well. And that's one of a couple of spots to do. But one of the perks, I suppose.
So it was just when Cullen said that, that's when it became, I suppose,
massive. And even the Sea Isle and Coppers thing has become a tagline.
It is,
all the different things.
And I presume you've all got gold cards off the back of it.
Gold cards, yeah. What are they? You get in for free, is it?
Free drink,
I reckon
free gold cards.
It's your face is your gold card. You don't really need one, probably.
For a few years.
Where did you go the night you won it this year? Did you after your
this
dinner
year,
and all that type of stuff?
Ended up in a place called Copperface Jacks, but we started in the Gibson Hotel, which is just beside the Tree Arena there. That's where our base is for the year. The Gibson Hotel look after us, and then we go downtown after the big banquet and the big do. But you're there till all hours of dinner.
The banquet's with the other team as well, isn't it?
No.
Oh, you don't do that?
Not like rugby, no.
Oh, I thought you did. So you don't meet the other lads at all, ever?
No, it'd be rough enough. Now, you meet them out and about the next couple of days. We played Kerry, so I think they went home. Well, a lot of them went home, so you wouldn't see them. But no, you don't. It wouldn't be the GA type. I don't know, just be a bit. I know the rugby lads do it.
Because it'd be a big scrap, wouldn't it? That's what you're saying.
Allegedly,
there'd be a bit of eye gouging out on the floor while you're having your starter. Right, listen, so we're here with the Roadcast DCU. Johnny Cooper's here. If you've got a question for him, 51552. Before we move on, I have to ask you about the Dubs for next season, because I said this to Philly as well. It's a great collection of players at the moment, and there's a lot of counties, they probably don't want to hear it, but a lot of counties are going, how do we match them? How can we keep up with them?
Yeah, it's. I think the average age is about 24, which for an inter-county senior team is quite low. There's lads chomping at everyone's heels. Philly, and even though he had the best season of his life, I'm sure he's not assured of his place next year. So just bodes well, I suppose. There's no real guarantees with our own team that you play or you won't play. It's all probably in the weeks leading up to with our own management team, the way in which they select the team.
Do you pay much attention to Joe Brawley?
Mr. Brawley, no.
No, does anybody in players wise pay much attention to what he says?
Yeah, I think he's there to do what he has to do and stoke the fire a bit, but no is probably the answer to what he actually says, but he does what he does to get on his media side of things.
Excellent. Right, Johnny Cooper, it's a pleasure to chat
to you.
Absolutely, and more so for bringing in the Sam Maguire, so this is a real treat, and I don't know how you get through a campus carrying that around as well.
Put the hood up and
run.
Listen, they're all looking at the Care Bear socks, don't worry about it. Johnny Cooper, everybody, will take a break at 2FM. Thanks.